Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 1st, 2008. Happy, happy new year. Are you happy 2007 is behind us? Well, we'll take one more look back at the year that was this hour by talking about who was Wisconsin's top newsmaker of the year. We will use the results of a recent WisPolitics.com online unscientific poll as our guide. The poll conducted by WisPolitics.com over the holidays found new Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler garnering the most votes as the top state newsmaker of the year by the visitors and subscribers to the WisPolitics.com website. We'll wonder if you agree with that or if you would name someone else as the top newsmaker of the year. Maybe we can make this our Wisconsin Public Radio version of the Person of the Year, like Time Magazine's Person of the Year, but only focusing on state people. Who would you give the award to for Newsmaker of the Year for the state of Wisconsin for 2007, for better or worse? And we can also look ahead to 2008 as well. Who's likely to be the most influential state figure in 2008? 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Some of the other choices on the WisPolitics.com survey, unscientific poll for state newsmaker of the year: Russ Decker, the Senate Majority Leader, the new Senate Majority Leader; Tommy Thompson, former governor, former presidential candidate; Governor Jim Doyle; how about Mark Green, gubernatorial candidate Mark Green, former congressman; J.B. Van Hollen, attorney general; how about Mike Hipsch, assembly speaker; or Congressman Dave Obie; or Georgia Thompson, the state employee who had been convicted for allegedly fixing a state contract, but that conviction was overturned and she was ordered released from prison by an appeals court panel. Annette Ziegler, Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler, she was the top vote getter on this poll, named the top newsmaker of the year in this unscientific poll. But there's also Judy Robson, there's Michael McGee, there's Dennis Troja, Steve Kagan, Steve Biskupic, Russ Feingold, or someone else. Anybody. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Jeff Mayers, president of WisPolitics.com. Good morning and Happy New Year, Jeff.
Happy New Year, Joy.
We'll talk about this Newsmaker of the Year stuff to start, but later in the hour, I also want to talk with you about a new scientific poll that that you did release this week that rated our top politicians in Wisconsin and did some on the presidential race, too. But first, on the top Newsmaker of the Year, Annette Ziegler gets it in your unscientific poll.
Right. And as you said, it's not necessarily a position of honor. This is for better or for worse. It's the top newsmaker. And so our subscribers and viewers chose her narrowly over Governor Jim Doyle. And I think it's been 2007's been certainly a rough year for the new Supreme Court Justice. She won handily in getting the post, but because of the news that broke during that campaign and campaign ads her opponent used and investigations after, she's been dogged by these conflict of interest charges and continues to be. And now she's recusing herself from various cases. And I think that it's causing a stir in the legal community, if nothing else. And so this is a story that's going to continue into 2008, in part because it helps set the template in part for the big Supreme Court race in 2008 with Justice Lewis Butler versus Burnett County Judge Mike Gabelman.
Yeah, and it also is the backdrop to all the calls for campaign finance reform, especially public financing for Supreme Court races.
Right. I mean, even had all seven justices, who probably rarely agree on any legal issue, to come together to endorsed the concept of increased public financing for Supreme Court candidates to try to take some of the politics out of the court races, if you can ever do that.
So Jim Doyle was number two in the unscientific survey.
Well, any governor, especially one who just won re-election and has his hands firmly on the controls of state government, any governor can control the bully pulpit. And Jim Doyle's proven to be a very, he's not very flamboyant at it, perhaps, like Tommy Thompson, but he's very disciplined with the message. And I think some of the things that dragged him down, though, were the whole budget morass. I mean, he got caught up in that, too. Legislators, I think, got the biggest fallout from that. But Doyle ended up getting swept into that, too. But, you know, any governor who's good and has got reelected like Doyle did, he's going to get a lot of attention from the media, and he's going to be a top newsmaker any year. But certainly 2007 was a big year. That's his first year after winning re-election, and he proposed a budget and ended up signing one a lot later than most people anticipated.
Yeah, we're talking with Jeff Mayers. He is president of WisPolitics.com, talking about who is or was Wisconsin's top newsmaker of 2007. You can call in with your nominations, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Just about 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 1st. The first day of 2008, and Ben Marins will ring in the new year after 4 o'clock with a guest who explains why we should take personal responsibility for the food we eat. That's a rebroadcast of his interview with the author of Death by Supermarket coming up after 4 o'clock. After 5 o'clock, by the way, it's the Capitol Steps, that funny group of former congressional staffers. They're a musical troupe that put different words to familiar songs and poke fun at our politicians and other current events. So you can ring in the new year with some political satire from the Capitol Steps with the Capitol Steps New Year Special this afternoon between 5 and 6. It's always a lot of fun to listen to that, so I hope you'll be able to do that. We're talking about politicians of Wisconsin and the top politicians of Wisconsin, Wisconsin's top newsmaker for 2007, basing it on the poll done by WisPolitics.com, an unscientific poll asking you to rate or to judge who was the biggest newsmaker, for better or worse, for the state of Wisconsin for 2007. Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler won top honors in that poll. Not necessarily an honor, though. She's been a controversial figure. What about you? Who do you think should win that award? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk@wpr.org. We have Alta in Eau Claire with us. Hi, Alta. You're on the air.
Hi. I think our wonderful senator from Wisconsin, Russ Feingold, should win that hands down. He's been one of the few senators that have been consistently opposed to the war, and he's was opposed to a lot losing our rights by being against provisions of the Patriot Act. He's probably the only one that's read it. But anyway, I think Russ Feingold should be our our citizen of the year for Wisconsin.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. Alta, how did Senator Feingold rate in this poll, Jeff?
Again, in our survey of web viewers and subscribers of WisPolitics for the top newsmaker, Feingold garnered 5%. Now, I can hear what Alta is saying, and in fact, the Capital Times newspaper in Madison named Russ Feingold their progressive person of the year. It, for the reasons that Alta said. I think that Russ Feingold took himself out of the spotlight a bit in terms of being a statewide newsmaker when he stepped out of running for president. He toyed around and explored that possibility. Then he decided that he was going to concentrate on senatorial issues, and he did that. And it was sometimes a lonely battle, but he did wage that fight, and I think that he's earned stripes with progressives on that. But in our unscientific survey, he ended up with 5%.
Yeah, and you also asked people who they thought would be the newsmaker of 2008?
Right. What we also did was we gave people choices, the choices you had read off before, about here, from this list, choose whom you think was the top newsmaker in 07. Then we just asked an open-ended question. Who do you think would be the top newsmaker for 2008? And in that one, Jim Doyle was rated as going to be the top newsmaker in 08. And then we let me get the results here. Then we had a lot of folks mentioning Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, as well as some of the GOP presidential candidates. Jim Cruiser, the Assembly Minority Leader and Assembly Dems, because there's a lot of anticipation with some about Democrats taking over the state assembly in the 2008 elections for the first time since 1994, getting it back since the first time since 1994. Scott Walker, the Milwaukee County Executive, who's up for re-election in the spring, he was mentioned often. Feingold was mentioned frequently here, right in back of Scott Walker. Then came Russ Decker, the new Senate Majority Leader, who took over in late fall in a coup against Senator Judy Robson.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lena Taylor, who is the state senator from Milwaukee, who will be opposing Scott Walker. And those are the top mentions for the newsmakers of 08.
And wasn't Brett Favre also mentioned?
Well, yes, Brett Favre, of course. we're in Packer Nation here, and the Packers are on their way to the playoffs, and many are hoping the Super Bowl. So Brett Favre got some mentions from our audience.
Right, and we're kind of concentrating on the politicians as opposed to the sports heroes. But you I think, in your scientific poll, did ask about the favorability or whether we had a favorable impression of Brett Favre versus a lot of our top state politicians. And I guess it's no surprise that Brett Favre beat all the politicians hands down.
Right. I don't think that's a surprise. It is a benchmark, however, with sports and politics getting mixed up all the time. In terms of sports heroes and celebrities running, and it is a benchmark of popularity. So what we did, we did it. This is a scientific poll now,
mm-hmm.
Randomly selected 600 Wisconsin adults around the state, and we, as part of the questioning, the usual questioning of here's a certain politician, do you have a favorable opinion of them or an unfavorable opinion? We also ask what their opinion was of Brett Favre, as a benchmark,
mm-hmm.
for, I guess, how far some politicians have to go. And I think the surprise for me here is really how close Senator Herb Kohl, the senior senator from Wisconsin and the Milwaukee Bucks owner, came, really, in this scientific survey.
How close did he come?
Well, Brett Favre's popularity favorable rating was 73%. Herb Kohl's popularity rating was, his favorable rating was 60%. Kohl's unfavorable rating was 17%, and Favre's was just 7%. Again, I don't think that's a surprise, getting that Favre setting records and leading the Packers on this memorable season. But I think that Kohl's rating really is pretty remarkable.
That is. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think that Herb Kohl, you can't avoid the comparison between him and Russ Feingold. Russ Feingold relishes taking controversial stands, sort of leading the lonely fight sometimes, being the maverick. Herb Kohl is really a very centrist politician. He doesn't really seek the headlines. He does a lot of quiet work in the Senate. He does a lot of quiet philanthropy work. but there's obviously a lot of goodwill that he's generated over the years. Now, he's just coming off a 2006 re-election in which he was virtually unopposed, mm-hmm. He winning 67% of the vote. So and there was a lot of positive TV advertising in that, and that carries over to 2007 in terms of the minds of Wisconsin adults in a scientific survey like this. But I think that people in the state are obviously comfortable with Herb Kohl. He steers a very centrist course, and I think that that in many ways reflects where the politics of Wisconsin are, even in a a really hyper-partisan atmosphere that politics in Washington and Wisconsin have degenerated into. I think that Kohl is really tries to stay above that, and I think that's reflected in these ratings.
Yeah, and how did Feingold do in the scientific poll?
In the scientific poll, again, the question to respondents is, do you have a favorable opinion of this politician or an unfavorable opinion? Now, Russ Feingold came in at 49% favorable, 29% unfavorable, 20% no opinion, 2% have never heard of him. And so I think that, again, Herb Kohl's been in office longer, and he's just coming off a re-election. That could explain some of it. But mm-hmm. I think that Feingold's numbers aren't that bad. If you think of these favorability ratings and how they're playing in the presidential race, the poll readers are really keen on how what the gap is between the favorable and the unfavorable. And, part of the debate over whether Hillary Clinton will win can win the nomination on the Democratic side and then be elected president, if she is her high unfavorable rating. So that's a key thing to look for.
Yeah. And you did talk about the presidential race, too, in this scientific poll. And I guess Hillary Clinton's high unfavorables wouldn't hurt her matched against a couple of the Republican candidates.
Right. What we did here, the way we did this was did potential matchups that could occur. We have Iowa, the Iowa caucuses on January 3, which could change a lot, and then you have New Hampshire 5 days later. So there's a lot happening here. But what we did was speculate on possible matchups in November of 2008. And so we picked... at the time, these were the leading national and state candidates. This was before the Huckabee rise. But at any rate, we had Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, and Rudy Giuliani. And those are the matchups we tested. And the Democrats beat both of the Republicans in this theoretical matchup among Wisconsin adults. Again, a lot can happen between mm-hmm. now and November 2008. I think what that shows, just on the face of it, is that Democrats have the edge in Wisconsin here going into 2008.
We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Jeff Mayers, president of WisPolitics.com, talking with Jeff about some poll results, just released poll results on state politicians and, for that matter, the presidential race, but focusing most of the hour on who is Wisconsin's top newsmaker of the year. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Tuesday, January the 1st, 2008. Who was Wisconsin's top newsmaker in 2007, for better or for worse? And who will be the most influential or top newsmaker in 2008? We welcome your nominations. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We're making this somewhat, I hope, a person of the year for Wisconsin for 2007, sort of like Time Magazine has a person of the year, but just for the state of Wisconsin. Would it be Governor Doyle? Would it be a state legislative leader? Would it be Russ Feingold? One nomination from a caller in our last half hour for Russ Feingold. Who would it be, according to you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. An online unscientific poll done by WisPolitics.com had Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler getting the most votes. What do you think of that? Do you agree that she was the top newsmaker of 2007 in the state of Wisconsin? Governor Doyle came in second in this unscientific poll by WisPolitics.com, but we will hold our own poll this hour. Anyone that you think should deserve the honor of Newsmaker of the Year for the state of Wisconsin, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And again, who will be the Newsmaker of the Year for 2008? We welcome your thoughts along those lines as well. Jeff Mayers is our guest, president of WisPolitics.com. And let's go right to the phones and take Tom in Burlington. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The personality I'd like to bring to the forefront is Georgia Thompson. She was put in jail for 3 months for a completely innocent woman. And the story was here in Wisconsin, and it went all the way up to the Attorney General. Mr. Gonzalez had to resign. It was a real scandal that they were putting people in, targeting people, and really abusing the justice system.
Jeff, Georgia Thompson did garner some votes in your survey, didn't she?
Right. In our survey of web viewers and subscribers to WisPolitics.com, she garnered 7% of the total responses, which I think is significant because she's not a statewide politician or doesn't seek to be. In fact, one of the respondents wrote, we asked respondents, well, you know, give us the reason why. One of the respondents wrote, because Georgia is probably the only one in the above list who wasn't trying to be a newsmaker. Mm-hmm. So she really, another person said, she was both acquitted and proven to be the ultimate political football. So her story has really been, I think, it's a captivating one. It's one that lends a lot of sympathy to her. She is definitely the victim in this. And as the caller said, this federal appeals court tossing out her jury conviction in such a dramatic fashion really was part of that whole Gonzalez story in Washington D.C. too. So yeah, Georgia Thompson now. I mean, I don't think she can ever get that time back, but she has her job back. She has back pay, and she's. It looks like she will get her attorney's fees paid too. So I think there's a concerted effort, and in fact, I would say a bipartisan effort at the Capitol to sort of right that for her in some way.
Yeah, the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee who brought the charges against her, that was Steve Biskupic, wasn't it?
Right, Steve Biskupic. Again, I think as a lot of people found out, U.S. attorneys are not immune from political pressures or the political system. And so, but Steve Biskupic has, there's debate, I think, partisan Democrats label him a partisan Republican, but a lot of career prosecutors consider him to be a straight shooter. And he didn't exactly shy away this year. He went after Michael McGee, the Milwaukee alderman who's still in jail facing state and federal charges. And so I think that you know, we'll see what happens here, and probably what is his it could be his last year as the federal prosecutor in Milwaukee. But we put his name on this list too. He garnered 2% as the Newsmaker of the Year.
Yeah, we had a caller who was hesitant to go on air. Well, it was Edwin. Thanks, Edwin. But he says Scott Jensen should be named the Person of the Year or the Newsmaker of the Year because in our caller's words, he's twisting the legal system and trying to get his conviction overturned. You want to talk about Scott Jensen maybe in less partisan terms?
Right. Okay. Well, Scott Jensen actually was one of the mentions for 2008 person, Newsmaker of the Year, when we asked people in an open-ended question, who do you think will be in 2008? Scott Jensen got some nods because his, in not quite as dramatic fashion as Georgia Thompson's, but his conviction was set aside by a state appeals court, and he's going to get a new trial, or there is the outside possibility of a plea deal in the whole caucus scandal case. And so it's interesting with Scott Jensen. He's the former assembly speaker from Brookfield, Republican. And what Scott Jensen is trying to do now, he and his lawyers want to use the new state ethics law that was passed in 2007 and change the venue from Dane County, where they don't think they got a fair deal, to Waukesha County, his home county, which is allowed in the state ethics law that passed in early 2007.
Yeah. And J.B. Van Hollen, the attorney general on your list, he's also, though, wasn't he saying that a plea deal was possible in this
case? He was suggesting it. He was suggesting a plea deal. And I think some people are very skeptical of Van Hollen saying that. Van Hollen's a Republican, and I think reformers think that a retrial of Jensen might be a good thing in an election year to bring the issue of reform and scandal to the fore again. I think Van Hollen was saying, let's just put this thing behind us, it's dragged on too long. But I think that you hear this is mostly in the hands of Brian Blanchard, the district attorney in Madison, Dane County, and that's why Jensen wants to move it to Waukesha County. Mm-hmm. So I think you have a real... there's some real tension here, I think, that between... I don't think Blanchard... He doesn't want to make a deal, especially if the deal doesn't mean that Jensen avoids a felony and avoids jail time. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be... I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think that the legal play of trying to move it to Waukesha County is a very interesting one.
Yeah. Now, J.B. Van Hollen was not a top of vote getter in your survey for top newsmaker of the year, but he's had quite a controversial year too, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's had an up and down year. Mm-hmm. But you know, when we did the scientific survey, the scientific statewide survey, I think what we see there is that he's just not very well known.
Yeah, I was surprised by. Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that, but it was like almost 40-some% had never heard of him.
Right, mm-hmm. And so I think, hey, he's in his first year. It's the first time he ever ran for statewide office. He got elected, and now he just completed his first year of a 4-year term. So, I mean, he has time for that. But, I mean, I think what he experienced in his up-and-down year was trying to establish his own trademark on the office. And you had Jim Doyle there for a long time, then you had Peg Lautenschlager for one term, then you have J.B. Van Hollen, who is a career prosecutor, and he was... he's trying to sort of set the trademark on, you know, what his term will be like. So he got heat from Republicans who thought he was being too easy on Doyle and issuing opinions that didn't go with his personal opinions. And he's saying, well, you know, I'm just calling them as I see them. You know, I can't let my personal opinions inject upon, you know, what the law is and how it should be enforced. And then he also caught a whole lot of heat for the way he handled open records and continues to in the investigation of the shootings in Crandon. Mm-hmm. And so yeah.
He kind of told the media to lay off the community, yeah,
right,
and told people not to talk to the media. And
right,
such,
and, yeah. Right, and he got a lot of heat from editorialists for that. And mm-hmm. I think he's, again... it's been an up and down year. He also here at the end of the year, one of the top investigators who had been there a while resigned and quit the Department of Justice. So, again, I think it's a shakeout period in the first year. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how he handles this and puts his mark on the office. But his reelection, as I said, is not till 2010.
We're talking with Jeff Mayers. He's president of WisPolitics.com, which conducted an unscientific survey over the holidays on who is Wisconsin's top newsmaker of the year for 2007 and who's likely to be making headlines in 2008. We're wondering who you think that person should be Who would you give the award to for Newsmaker of the Year for the state of Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. The Unscientific Survey found Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler as the top vote-getter. She is Newsmaker of the Year for 2007, according to this WisPolitics.com survey, followed by Governor Doyle. Who do you think should get that award, and why? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's just about 11 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 1st. Coming up after 8, I'll be talking with the author of 101 Foods That Could Save Your Life. So we'll kick off the new year talking about a common New Year's resolution, that being eating better and living a healthier lifestyle. And we'll do that with our guest in the next hour, talking about some of the unique and maybe little-known health benefits of some foods, common foods for that matter. 101 Foods That Could Save Your Life, coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now we're talking about Wisconsin's top newsmakers of the year. Who was the most influential politician, for better or for worse, for 2007? And what about 2008? Who's likely to be the newsmaker or make a lot of news in 2008? Your chance to give somebody some kudos, or maybe give somebody a little bit of flack. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. The WisPolitics.com survey found Annette Ziegler, who is the new state Supreme Court justice, the Newsmaker of the Year for 2007. People could also vote for Russ Decker, the new Senate Majority Leader, or former Governor Tommy Thompson, or Governor Jim Doyle, former gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Mark Green, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, Congressman Dave Obie, and a list of many others. Who would you pick as the Newsmaker of the Year? We have open lines, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Jeff, two calls, people saying Brett Favre. Do you believe it? That's what people want to give Brett Favre the honor as a Newsmaker of the Year. So I guess we like Brett more than we like these politicians.
Well, right, and then, I mean, for those who weren't listening in the first half hour, mm-hmm. we can talk about our scientific survey, too. And by the way, you can find both of these at wispolitics.com. The Newsmaker survey, you can type in Newsmaker in the search function in the upper right, and then that'll come up. And the scientific poll, which I'm going to talk about now, is under December 30th at the website. In the middle news column. What we found there in that scientific survey, no surprise that Favre's favorability ratings, his popularity ratings, are higher than any statewide politician in Wisconsin, major statewide politician in Wisconsin. But I think what was remarkable here is Al Herb Kohl, how high his were, and maybe a little sports helped him there too, with the NBA Milwaukee Bucks being under his guidance. But Herb Kohl had 60% favorable opinion, favorable rating, while Favre had 73%. Jim Doyle had 41% favorable, Feingold 49% favorable, J.B. Van Hollen just 13% favorable, some 43% of the randomly selected 600 adults statewide had never heard of Van Hollen. But he's in his first year in statewide office.
Yeah. And you didn't even put Herb Kohl in the list of people for Newsmakers of the Year because Herb Kohl really didn't make a lot of news last year.
Well, again, it's a matter of style. Senator Kohl goes about his business quietly. I mean, and it fits his personality. Russ Feingold is much more controversial, and it fits his personality. I mean, what Wisconsinites seem to like in their politicians, they don't like phonies. They like the real McCoy. They like the person they elect to be that like that. They like that person to be like that when they're in office. And I think Herb Kohl and Feingold both typify that. But yeah, Herb Kohl is not a headline seeker, and in fact, he doesn't do all that many interviews, media interviews. Period. So it's but it fits his personality.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the new year and 2008. Besides Jim Doyle, who got the most votes in terms of who will be the top newsmaker of the year in 2008, who else is expected to make news in 2008?
Okay, this is, again, we're going back to the online mm-hmm. survey of our viewers and
subscribers.
Subscribers, thank mm-hmm. you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm here switching links to get to the results here. So, yes, in this one, we're asking people, okay, who is going to be the top newsmaker in 08? And this is how the list run down. Jim Doyle is the top vote-getter here, followed by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Then Jim Cruiser and the Assembly Democrats. Scott Walker, the Milwaukee County Executive. Russ Feingold, the junior U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Russ Decker, the new Senate Majority Leader from Central Wisconsin, Lena Taylor, who is the Milwaukee State Senator, who's opposing Scott Walker in the Milwaukee County Executive's race this spring. So those are the folks who got the double-digit mentions. There were many other mentions, including, as we said before, Scott Jensen. So I think that, but when we look to 08, I mean, I think the dominant thing is going to be the presidential race here. And we also run iowapolitics.com, so we're closely watching what's going on there. And January 3, this Thursday, are the Iowa caucuses. You can argue about whether Iowa should be first and whether it gets too much attention, but the fact of the matter, it does. And then 5 days later is New Hampshire. And then, you know, and in this front-loaded system, these early contests become, you know, even more important in a way. And so, I mean, there's the gloves are really off in Iowa. There's a lot of activity there, and so you have a virtual three-way race in Iowa on the Democratic side, and then you have pretty much a two-way race on the Republican side. And there's a lot of it's very fluid at this moment. And that's the Wisconsin primary is until February 19th, and you know, hey, I'm personally hoping that there's you know, that one of these races is still alive by the time it gets to Wisconsin. It may be all wrapped up,
yeah.
But it's possible if things are really jumbled coming out of Iowa and New Hampshire that Wisconsin could still be a factor. And in an open primary in a state that's going to be a toss-up state again in the fall, that's a kind of an exciting prospect.
Jeff, any you know, political commentators still thinking that Russ Feingold might be a possible VP contender for one of the Democratic candidates?
Yeah, I think his name gets tossed around. I think that, you know, I mean, I think it could be. I don't think, you know, part of that is that equation. There's a lot of time to figure that out. But I think that he explored this run for office. I think he generated some publicity, showed that he had a national place. But I think one thing about being vice president is presidents like their vice presidents or governors like their lieutenant governors to be team players. And for me, it's personally, it's hard to imagine Russ Feingold saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep quiet on this one because that's good for the team. I mean, I just think it's the Senate suits mm-hmm. His way of doing business, and I think that you know, in many ways, that's a perfect spot for him. I think it would be. I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I'm just saying I'm not sure he'd like it.
Yeah, you know, this is a coincidence, but the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today also in their on their editorial page were nominating people to be the person of the year for Wisconsin, and I just now saw this that one of their top nominees. I'm not sure they're calling him, but their top nominee is James Thompson, the stem cell researcher from the UW. He was mentioned as a write-in vote for your survey too, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. Well, you know, when we did our survey, we're called WisPolitics.com, so we're really. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Jamie Thompson. His stem cell work has been controversial from the abortion debate point of view, and he got some mentions in the other category. He had some write-in votes because I think that, well, here's what one respondent said. It hasn't exactly been a banner year for Wisconsin political leadership, but Dr. Thompson continues to do more to bring the state into the 21st century than anybody else. His latest innovation in stem cell science furthers the ongoing debate and demonstrates that Thompson just might know more about the origins of human biology than any other person on this planet. I think that capsulizes it. One of the things that's very interesting is the latest announcement to come from Dr. Thompson and his team of researchers about doing stem cell research that doesn't really intrude upon that abortion debate. And I think that would truly be, sort of set that issue free from some of the political shackles that have dogged it here and in other parts of the country.
Well, Jeff, thanks very much for being with us, and Happy New Year and happy political watching in 2008.
Yes, thanks, Joy.
Jeff Mayers, president of WISPolitics.com. Thanks to Leo Duran and to Cheryl Gasser for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.